John chapter 3 verse 16. We just keep what we started yesterday night into the morning and afternoon. We're looking at the outpouring of the Spirit. What happens when God pours out His Spirit? Alright. John 3:16. By now you should be familiar with John 3, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Absolute statement from God Himself. Absolute. Whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life. If you did not hear anything Jesus said in 30 years plus, 33 plus, this one should stand out. Everyone who believes will live forever. Absolute statement. There are people still arguing about this. Don't waste your time. Amen. What did I say? I said, is a man saved forever? Is he not saved forever? Is he one saved forever saved? Is he one lost forever lost? Is he one lost forever something? Half lost, half saved. No, calm down. Hallelujah. There's no time for arguments. Go to the people that are not saved. Like I said in the morning, the worst that will happen is that someone who is saved will find out later that he's saved. Is that not the worst? Huh? He will argue on it, then he'll find out and he'll say, you are right. Are you now okay? But there are thousands waiting for the call, waiting for the name of Jesus to reach their ears. You face that. Paul says, don't be caught up in unnecessary debates. Did Jesus rise after the third day or after the fourth day? What concerns me? He rose again. Or in some people's words, Easter words, He had risen. Amen. You know, the man rose from the dead. Is that not enough for you? You're counting days. Is it 2 nights? Is it 3 nights? The cocoa is that what? He rose from the dead. Some people are saying, I shared it yesterday night. I was privileged teaching somewhere and it's a pastoral setting. So one man came to me and said, that someone came to him and accused him that the Bible is patriarchal. How can you say, for God so loved the world that He gave His. Ah. Of everything in John 3:16, His is your problem. That cannot be the issue. Is, oh yeah, He gave our son. Oh yeah, He gave Him son. It's son. Will you believe now? Hallelujah. But we are saved.
Saved.
We are saved.
Saved.
We are saved eternally.
Saved eternally.
God's Spirit dwells in me.
I'm a child of God.
Proper one.
Proper one.
You know, those are statements that should rule your life. You get to a corner, tell yourself, I'm a child of God. Born of the Spirit. Because the conversation that led to this was a man, Nicodemus, in John 3, came to Jesus by night. And I warned us about that earlier on today. Noble activity he did, because not many Pharisees came to him to learn. But this man came to Jesus, albeit that night, and I said, is that not our disposition sometimes, some of us? You want to know Jesus, but at night. You don't want to be seen with Him in the day. You don't want to be seen with Him on the campus, on the street. You don't want someone to say, you two are preaching. So you two can preach. So He comes at night. Nobody can see you at night. Covered by the darkness. Rabbi, I know you are a teacher from God. Just say, talk now. Talk. Nico, I'm squatting with a Pharisee. Pharisee, oh well. I'm squatting with, he's around. He went to buy suya. Just a talk. Me. Everybody may not believe. That's the truth. In our meetings, they don't believe you. But me personally, I know you came from God. Just say, so you think I came from God?
I'm not ashamed of Jesus.
I will shout His name on the rooftops. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. So he came to Jesus by night. So, but let's excuse the man because Jesus gave him a knock. We should not be giving him a knock from here. And he said, you are a teacher come from God. Nobody does these miracles except you. Except God is with him. And I said, of course, he alluded to Jesus as a teacher, primarily, before a work of miracles. That itself is theology. But that's not where we're going to. Jesus then answered, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Title has nothing to do with this. I'm a child of a pastor. I am the deacon head of usher. Which other title is nice? What are you? Whatever you are, Jesus knows him. Because we read in the morning, the Pharisees, they have their own regalia. Their clothes is, you understand, emoji clothes. But Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. A word we explored, right? We said to see is not physical sight. To see would be in fact what? Eido, right? E-I-D-O. It means to experience, to be a part of, to know primarily. So except a man be born again, he cannot know the kingdom of God. Why? Because he was talking about teaching, about miracles, about the hand of God. Jesus said, what do you know about the kingdom of God? What do you know about the kingdom of God? Except a man be born again, he doesn't know what God's kingdom looks like. Then Nicodemus asks a question that we can say is half stupid, half curious. Stupid because we later read on. Say, how can a man go back to his mother's womb? He is old. To be born again the second time, Jesus said, that's not what I'm talking about. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. We began to now explore that. I'm doing this because I'm trying to close up. Except a man be born of water, that is of the Spirit, he cannot enter into God's kingdom. Don't get mischievous. I've told you, don't say somebody can seek in the kingdom but cannot enter. that would be half stupid. Amen. Say you see it but you cannot enter. No, it's the same thing. As a command, to move into, to be a part of it. And don't forget, that's what we have in the new creation. Welcome to Zion, the city of the living God. We are now part of that family. Amen. Okay? So Jesus said, you have to be born of water. Because he eventually rebuked Nicodemus. We went to find out what being born of water means. Right? We did that, right? And we said, funny enough, some have said it means amniotic fluid. Is it amniotic? The one that comes out at child birth. I beg. It's like we are overthinking Bible doctrine. I beg. The funny thing is, I have never thought about that. And I think about very funny possibilities a lot. But how I never thought about it, I don't know. But thank God I never thought about it. How someone came up with that, he said, man be born of water, that is, so CS. So if someone had CS, he's not born again. Shut up. He said, he's still from water. No. Then another side of the lie that you can evaluate is baptism. And we looked at it and we said, Jesus never preached baptism by water. Not even once. Now, I'm not against it. I have nothing against it. It's not a serious thing in the body of Christ to start arguing. I myself am baptized twice. One inside the church. Not this church. We don't have a river here. One inside the church and one at Ele River. The river was stinking, but we were dipped. And they said I should give a name. And I said, which name will I give like this now? You know, I evaluated all the names in the Bible fast. Said David is not possible. I don't want to start sleeping around. Abraham, Uncle? Nah. He lies too much. Faith is not a Bible name. Lydia. I don't want to die. Okay, sorry. That was Tabitha. No. Why are you using my name? Samson, your own is worse. I don't get, if you are Samson, apologies, but no apologies. How do you name your child Samson? He didn't die well. He didn't live well. He was all strong and you are the opposite. But you're strong by the power of the Holy Ghost. The guy was just doing nonsense about it. I don't understand. Samson, I don't get it. Maybe I will ask parents. Why are you fighting your family members or something? Is there a war about a land that you now name the child Samson? What's your own? Isaac. It didn't come to my head that day. So I just said Enoch. Prevention, probably I don't just die. I'm baptized with water, that's what I'm saying. So I don't have an issue with it.
Someone was parading my name somewhere. He said, I have an issue with baptism, with communion. Me and you. You can't leave me alone. I don't have time for that one. I don't have an issue with communion. If you give me, just like I don't like bread. If you make it meat and juice, we'll take it here every Sunday. Just make it free. After the service, take the body of Christ at the back before you go home. Hallelujah. It's fellowship. Don't we eat normally? Don't you do pastors? We eat. Is that one not body of Christ? If you put meat, well, to now say, when I give you bread, you get saved without the gospel. That is where you are choking God's plan. That was never the plan. The plan of God is that men get saved by faith. By faith. So, Jesus answers Nicodemus in verse 6, and he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That is the answer to verse 4. Verse 4 is, will I go back to my mother's womb? He said, no. I am not talking about a natural birth. What I am talking about will be by the spirit. It will be by the spirit. So we got to look at being born of water. And then Isaiah comes to mind. Isaiah 44. Let's just quickly look, run through it again. Isaiah 44, which carries the imagery of John 3 exactly. Verse 2 says, thus hear the Lord who made you and formed you out from the womb. Who will help you? Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, or you, Jeshurun, who I have chosen. Can we verse 3 together, Isaiah 44, 3? For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, and my blessing. So we see Isaiah. Of course, you see water and the spirit. That is John already. I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty. He explains it further by saying, I will pour my spirit. So water there will be figurative of the spirit. We see Ezekiel use the same thing in Ezekiel 36. Because some people are dozing in the afternoon. So, it's good to just go over it again. I said, Pastor, you saw me. Exactly. I saw you. And Jesus did too. And your note bears witness. Ezekiel 36, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. You will be clean from your filthiness and from your idols. And I asked the question, I said, how does water cleanse you from idolatry? Because idolatry is in the heart. So how do I pour water on you and then you are cleansed from idolatry? It's not possible. So verse 26 helps us out. A new heart will I give to you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you keep my judgment and do them. So water is figurative for the cleansing work of the spirit. We see Jesus allude to it in John 7. You learning something? In John 7, in verse 37, in the last day, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And I told you, I said, Jesus, it wasn't like Jesus was driving a tanker. When I was younger, I don't know if they still exist, but when I was younger, there used to be tankers of water that move on the streets. You know what I'm talking about? With one nice hose like this, then everybody will be bringing out their buckets. How do you know what I'm talking about? Water Corporation is not even working again in the country. There is a Water Corporation. You say, what's the moment day? They brought water. The way they bring light, they will bring water. You go and fetch everything. This is where. Amen. So there used to be all those big tankers. Do you think that Jesus was driving that tanker? If any man come, if any man is thirsty, let him come. No. Look at the next verse. He that believes on me, that's how you drink. That's how you drink. I've told you, eating and drinking used by Jesus were motions of faith. In John 6, he gave them bread. He multiplied the loaves and the fishes. Then the next day, they were looking for him. Why wouldn't they? If you are the one too. Bible says they traveled across the river. Across the river. To another side. Some of you go where I just said, this is where with you. Alright. They went to the other side and they said, Master, we are looking for you. Come and teach us. Jesus said, you are not here because of teaching. You are here because of bread. Moses also gave us bread. Moses gave us bread. If that's it. But yeah, we are here because of bread. Give us bread. Then he told them, if any man hunger, let him come and eat of the true bread. He wasn't carrying a bakery along. So eating and drinking were motions of faith. It is used by Moses. Didn't you see it in the garden? God said, of every tree of the garden, you might freely eat. That is not talking about a fruit. That is faith or unbelief. Freely eat. But the tree of good and evil, you will not eat. The day you eat of it, you die. That is unbelief. So eating and drinking were motions of faith. So Jesus said here, he said, if any man says, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture said. Now the funny thing is that there's no scripture that said this verbatim. So he must have been doing a study. I believe this must be a study that was compressed. And I think I said it when we were looking at the book of John some years ago. That should actually be like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. John, 2019. Alright, 4 years ago. As the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I'm asking you, who will give the water? Eh? What is the water? Verse 39. Can we verse 39 together? But this spoke he of his spirit, which they that believe on him should. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet. So the water he was talking about was the spirit. Who is going to give that water? So, out of whose belly shall flow rivers of living waters? And we explored the belly in the afternoon. We said that's the resurrection. Alright, good. Because the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The glorification of Jesus was the resurrection. Luke 24, 25 to 27. Alright? So we see being born of water will mean being born of the Spirit. Is it one and the same thing? Being born of water, is it water baptism? No. Am I saying water baptism is bad? No. 1 Peter 3:21, Peter explains. He said baptism saves, but not the one that washes away the filth of your body. Write it down now so that you can look at it. 1 Peter 3:21. Alright? He says baptism saves, not the one that washes away the filth of the body, but the answer of the heart towards the resurrection. The answer of a good conscience towards the resurrection of Jesus. So again, the baptism that saves is our faith in his resurrection. And by that faith in the resurrection, we become children of God. We now say, we are born again. So we now began to explore the outpouring of that spirit in our lives. In the morning, we said, because the spirit has been poured out, young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams, and sons and daughters will prophesy. In the afternoon, we began to explore David's explanation of us becoming children of God. Right? Come on. How many of you got it in the afternoon? Okay. Okay, good. And David said, except the Lord build a house, the labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord watches the city, those who watch, they stay awake in vain. In verse 2, he says, it's in vain that you stay up all night. It's in vain that you eat the bread of sorrow. For God gives his beloved good sleep. Then verse 3, Psalm 127, turn there. It says, children are the heritage of the Lord. And as much as, you know, the year I found this out, I laughed at myself, because as much as I didn't want to take it, this sounds like a very good Children's Day. You understand? Why spoil it? Turn there, Psalm 127. So David says, children are the heritage of the Lord. We said the word heritage means the Lord's portion. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. A lot of times I've inquired and asked myself, what is the relationship between, except the Lord builds the house, and children are the heritage of the Lord? Have you not asked yourself before? Yet I know that the writer was intentional, but now we know. Amen. So he says, children are the heritage of the Lord. And we looked at the word children. We saw that it doesn't mean kids. Right? We saw it was used for humanity in general. Psalm 8 verse 4. Who are the sons of men? The word sons, that says the same word, Ben, B-E-N. In the Hebrew tongue, it's not just kids and toddlers. It's used for children, your son, generally. He says, children are the heritage of the Lord. They are the portion of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. So we began to look at, what did he do that he has to be rewarded? Oh, he built the house. He watched the city. Then the question comes, if children are the heritage of the Lord, is Jezebel also the heritage of the Lord? Goliath, Herod, you can mention some names. Amen. Can you give me some? Cain. Ah, that's a perfect example. In fact, I know most of you don't like Cain. Amen. So, children are the heritage of the Lord. Cain is the heritage of the Lord. How does that sound? No. So we began to look, what child? What child? He says, the one from the womb. The fruit of the womb. So we began to explore, what is the womb? And we arrived at where? The resurrection, the grave. I mean, so again, the ones who will come out from the grave, we saw Ezekiel's prophecy in Ezekiel 37, 12 to 14. Let's quickly turn there, let's turn there. So again, the womb of the new creation, the womb is the grave. That is where the church came from. That is where Christ came from. So when he says, children, the fruit of the womb is God's reward. What's he talking about? Upon the resurrection, every man who will believe and will emerge from death to life, they are his portion. Then he went ahead. He says, like arrow in the hand of the mighty man. Thank you, Jesus. Meaning that they are not just his portion, and that's the dead end. No, no. He's going to use them like arrow in the hand of the mighty man. The mighty man is God himself. That is Ezar. That is the helper. The helper of Genesis. The one that was meant to help Adam. He says, like arrow in the hand of the mighty man, so are the children of your youth. Then he says, they will be at the gates. They will speak with the enemy at the gates. And we look at the word speak, Gabah, to subdue. They will subdue the enemy at the gates. So again, David was writing prophetically about the church. Happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be ashamed. They will subdue the enemy at the gates. It's the same word I was using in Psalm 2 verse 5. When he says, why do they eat in rage? He says, the Lord will speak to them in his wrath. That's not a conversation. The Lord will subdue them in his wrath. So again, the outpouring of the Spirit, apart from utterance and the revelation gift, we say, brings ministry. 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 Every man born of the Spirit was made for it. Ministry. What is ministry? Ministry doesn't mean you are a pastor. Even though you should aspire to be one. Some people don't aspire to be pastors. You tell them you pastor, they say, God forbid. What's doing you? What's wrong with you? I've always loved being pastor. When I was 9, I was pastoring. You cannot call it pastoring, sha. I made bench. I was bribing children with sweets. When I was 10, I can still remember. I was bribing children with sweets. He said, come for fellowship. His name was Spring of Joy. There's one church that was close to ours, Spring of Life. I just removed life, put joy in my own. And I did poster. Poster was with my normal school book. I was Spring of Joy. International ministry. What did I know about international? Give children sweets. Whatever I was saying, I don't know. But it's good to pastor. Amen. It's good to do God's work. It's good. Don't join this generation where everybody just, these things of God looks like. There was a sister like that some years ago. I think I've shared it in church before. Every time they tell her you would marry pastor. She said, God forbid. Eventually she got married. And the person she married, she didn't marry pastor. Like God, actually, she didn't marry pastor. She married someone who frustrated her ministry. She could not do VG. Study group. I say someone cannot pray. Someone cannot do morning devotion. You are doing morning devotion. Say, go and do a bar for me. So she came and said, and you told me, you told me that. I said, do you now want to marry a pastor? She said, I will take it. I said, Peter said that when you are married, even to an unbeliever. I said, is it beating you? He said, no. This one you have to settle. Does it provide for your needs? He said, yes. Faith is not enough to separate you. You have entered it. So sisters, marry pastors. Amen. Not me. And be a pastor. What we are doing in the local church is to raise pastors. There's no other job. I'm not here to raise billionaires. You can go and be billionaires. I want you to be billionaires. Amen. But my job, because I'm not a billionaire, I can't teach you to be a billionaire. Even if I am, I can't still teach you. My job is to raise men of God. Who will also raise other men? Who will be bold about Jesus everywhere they go? In whatever nation they find themselves. That's why we are here. Amen. So children are the heritage of the Lord. We said, we are born of God to become God's aiming arrow. To subdue the enemy. To quench the evil work of the wicked one. That's why we are here. Never lose sight of who you are and who you represent. Never. You are God's child and your job is to subdue the enemy. Sir, subdue the enemy. Is that how to subdue? Sir, subdue the enemy. The dark has nothing on me. Nothing. Nothing. I'm a child of God. Born of His Spirit. Are you sure? So you can cast out devils. Children of God, they don't call Jesus on one corner of the bed. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's that? What's it? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He prolonged his days through you. Why is he calling him? Amen. Say, I just wanted to call J. I could not call J. J call. J for what? As I wanted to call J, I just woke up. You don't need to call J. Hallelujah. He gave you his Spirit. What else do you now want? Everything Jesus was doing, he did by his Spirit. Now he prolonged his days through us. He prolonged his days through us. He told the chief priest, he said, you will see the Son of Man at the right hand of God. Everywhere. Everywhere. He will be coming in the clouds of heaven. He will be coming in the clouds of heaven. That's not rapture. That's by the resurrection. That what one man did on the shores of Galilee, millions will do all around the world. He prolonged his days. So we said, the outpouring of the Spirit brings to us ministry. Like Ezekiel's vision, we can now also say to dry bones, come alive. We can now set the captives free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are in the prison of depression, by the Holy Ghost, Lika bonda sira kapare di du sandalea. Kiboro di dama sumbele kete kasuda. Hey, yada goto. Marida no zele pigna tondi badia da kafosa libera sa. Maruto beletista. In the prison of hopelessness. Parondo sole kage de di dandolo siada. Na kuri dando sora boro di ada katia. Leru jambatiza. The ones the devil thought he already has everything on them. This one is settled. By the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach. He has anointed me to preach. To heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. That is my portion. So, the outpouring of the Spirit brings to us utterance, but it also brings to us ministry. Hallelujah. What else does the outpouring of the Spirit mean to the new creation today? The outpouring of the Spirit is also seen in grace and supplication. Look at Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 12. Let me give you hint. It's not close to Exodus. It's after Haggai, I beg. If you are not fast enough, check table of contents. He's your friend. That's why they put it there. Zechariah chapter 12. The outpouring of the Spirit of God. What does it bring to us? Are you there? Verse 10. Can we read together? Want to go? I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the Spirit of grace and of supplication. And whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. I will pour upon them the Spirit of grace and supplication. Supplication is prayer. So the outpouring of the Spirit brings to our lives a revival of prayer. Brings to our lives a revival of prayer. Like we said in the morning, it brings to us utterance. We can now function in the things of God with ease. Right? We can speak, we can know, we can do things supernaturally with ease. Jesus made it easy. Amen. Jesus made it easy. Then in the afternoon, he said, he brings to our lives ministry. Well, let me say it in simple terms. Meaning that you have someone you are teaching God's word. Let it always be that there is someone you are teaching God's word. Did you hear me? You are not barren in the name of Jesus. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. Your leaves are green. Your leaves are green. You will raise men that will raise other men. By the Holy Ghost. It is yours. But it also brings to us grace in ministry. The outpouring of the Spirit brings to us grace. There are a number of things that can be done, but there are more things that will be done with grace. Paul says of himself, he says, I labor more than all the apostles put together. But Peter labored though. Amen. He said, put together. I labored more than them. But let me give you the hint. It's not me. It is the grace of God. The grace of God. There's a grace in ministry. The outpouring of the Spirit brings it. He says, the outpouring, I will pour out my Spirit upon the house of David. And they will receive grace and supplication. So we said, with the outpouring of the Spirit comes a revival of prayer. A revival of prayer. When the devil wants to get a man, the first activity he stops is praying. That's the first thing. Prayer becomes work. Prayer becomes burdensome. Every time I come to this church, we just be praying in tongues. Let me share this with you. I shared it in church some years ago. I think last year too. I attended one meeting at the time and, you know, I was still listening to some pastors then. It's about 10 years now or more. So I saw people praying. Billy Akonin style. No Billy Akonin style. Have you been to Boko before? I've been to Boko once. It's crazy there. Amen. When you see people walk pillar, you will say, oh God, Jesus come now. Now is the best time to come. You know, it's so beautiful to see. So I saw people praying Billy Akonin style, bro Billy. And the sweating. People were banging the floor and all of that. And I was just there. I was in Robert Dawson, man of God style. Amen. Whatever I knew. I was just in, you know, we are Christians now. We even do pocket star. I'm not saying anything is wrong. You're still talking to God, amen. You know, you are praying, you are pressing for rebel stand. That's why we're taking devotional off online now. We are going to take it off internet. There's no point. You will buy it, amen. Buy the book, be reading. Because I was just thinking about that. You wake up and the first thing you pick up in your money on the morning is phone. I don't think that's proper. Amen. Or you buy the PDF. Don't say, Pastor, or you want to just sell? Yes. No, actually, I don't want it online. I've spoken so much against it that I don't want to be caught in the web. Let's leave that aside. So you're praying and you're pressing phone. Rebels, legada, masala bari bari araba, like. So brady, everybody. So I was praying. I was just praying. I wasn't pressing phone, but I was praying man of God style. Emoji. So the body. You're doing your air. Rubako to see them. So almost close to the end of the prayer, I started asking myself. I said, why are these people praying like this? God is not deaf now. These things, you know, is easy for us. Amen. All of that. I said, all these things, you know, why are people just praying like this? No, we have access to the Father. We don't struggle. Then the Holy Ghost told me, he said, the real question is, why are you not praying like that? And I was shocked. And I heard it for the first time in my life, that the lack of zeal can never be spiritual growth. That was the first time I heard it. The lack of zeal and passion is never growth. You know, some people, when you were on campus, your prayer used to be, if you exclude the loot, or 36, you can scatter the place. But now you're out of school, you know, you have a very good job. You know, probably someone is even working in your office as your junior colleague, that is in church. You know, they shouldn't be seeing the boss. You understand? Sweat. So you just go, When people are rejoicing, you just say, I bless the Father. Like you are conducting the heavens. The question is, why are you not praying like that? Because the outpouring of the Spirit stirs an hunger in us. An hunger to pray more. An hunger to pray more.
Hallelujah.
You observe that the first thing the disciples did when they received the Holy Ghost was that they gathered at a place to pray. They were not sharing the revelations from the 40 days teaching. They were not sharing insights. They were not sharing rhema or logos, anything you want to call it. They gathered to pray. That's how we bet God's will on the earth. God will not do anything till he finds a praying man. And that's John Bunyan. Till he finds someone who will pray. The first thing they did was to pray. When Paul met Jesus in Acts 9, he met Jesus on the way to Damascus. And Jesus said, why do you persecute me? He said, who are you? He said, when you persecute all of these people, the church, you are persecuting me. And I told you, of course, that gave birth to Paul's theology of identification. It was so easy for him. Because that was his first encounter with Jesus. And that first encounter was identification with the church. So it was easy for him to write Romans and Galatians. Amen. But after that encounter, Bible says there were scales in his eyes. Listen to me very well. And God met Ananias. There's a big lesson in that. You know, Ananias was not surprised that Jesus was talking to him. Amen. Amen. It's our thing. It's not another spirit that was there that time. It's the same Holy Ghost. Same Jesus. Same power. Same glory. Same experiences by the Holy Ghost. Same experiences. The hearts of apostles continues. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Met Ananias. And he said, you will go to the street called Straight. You know what surprised me? You will see a man praying. The outpouring of the Spirit will do a lot of things to us, but it will cause us to pray. If you know how to bend your knees to stay before God, you will never know weakness. There are storms, amen? There are things that will happen, but we are here to pray. You will see him pray. So he says, I will pour out my Spirit upon the house of David. The Spirit of grace and supplication. We receive that tonight. Amen. So the outpouring of the Holy Ghost ignites our prayer lives. It ignites our prayer lives. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost brings us to a place of total trust in God. Play for me as I close. It brings us to a place of total trust in God. When last did you pray about ministry? I'm not talking about praying when you're looking for a job. That's easy to pray. Amen? Father, do it though. If you don't do it now. I'm not talking about praying when you want to heal the sick. Should you just be praying by that? Check your prayer life. No, when I was growing up, I grew up in a very conservative background. With a very conservative background. Very, very. And people used to ask questions. How's your ministry life? There's a particular brother Laulu. I'm grateful to God for him. As a teenager, he would take us to, there's this church around Ajegbe in Ibadan. It was a Redeemed church. It was built with plants. I'm talking about when I was 13, 14. And he'd take us there and start asking us to pray in tongues all night. They were like 7. They were older. Probably around my age, when I was talking. You know, and last was we pray in tongues. And if you sleep, because we had lantern and candles around, you would take candle water. You know that we'll put it on your ear. Then we say, if you cannot pray when you are young, when do you want to pray? I didn't understand him because I just felt he hated us. Maybe it feels like we don't have much work to do. So we started to change it for him. He said, my friend. So when you see him, just bone. He was helping us. I see the result of those prayers today. Amen. Thank God for those times. Prayers can never be enough. The outpouring of the Spirit ignites prayer. In Acts 3, when Peter and John, when they went to the temple and they healed that man, that lame man at the gate, and everybody surrounded them, they quickly pointed to Jesus and said, Jesus is by Jesus. This man, through faith in his name, has been made whole.
And the Pharisees and everybody heard it. The next thing they did was that they gathered and they started beating James and Peter and John. They beat them. Bible says in chapter 4, they returned to their own company. I thought they would return and start murmuring. Imagine you went to preach and you come back with bruises, with wounds. Some people just sit on the floor. Jesus, you are seeing this persecution. Oh, see this persecution. He choke. Help your boy so that your boy can help you. No. They didn't. They didn't sit down there murmuring. The next thing they did, the Bible says they were praying. And they said, you have seen what they did to your servants. Look at Acts 4. Let's see it. It says, grant to us boldness. Hey. Acts 4. In prayer, we will bet God's will. In prayer, the impossible become possible. In prayer, the supernatural will happen. In prayer, situations will turn around. Acts 4, are you there? In verse 26. Let's have verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders have said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. Who by the mouth of your servant David, you have said, why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For a truth against your only child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and the counsel determined to be done before them. Verse 29. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant to your servant that with boldness they may speak. Is the speaking that got you into trouble? It is the speaking that got them to be beaten. Say, grant your servant that they can speak with boldness by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, I love this one. What happens when we pray? When they had prayed, the place was shaken, that they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke God's word with boldness. They spoke God's word with boldness. I thought the time to give up is when you are being threatened. Other times someone threatened me, I said, you are just wasting your time. It will make me stronger. It will make me stronger. You have not said anything. I remember some years ago when we started our church. Someone told us, he said, it cannot last 6 months. He said, 6 months, this one will pack up. We have seen his fellowship upon fellowship. He said, 6 months. Thank you, Jesus. We are not there yet. We are moving forward. Amen. But the gates of hell cannot prevail against this one. We will never know defeat. When I heard it, I wasn't cocky. I wasn't confident. I just went to pray. Lord, I want to serve you with my life. I want your name to be the first thing I utter in the morning and the last thing before I go to bed. I want my last breath to be for you. Grant me boldness to speak more. I'm still speaking. And I'll still speak next year. I'll still speak 10 years from now by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Prayer puts us in God's will. Jesus took his disciples. Because that's what he had pouring on the Spirit. He took his disciples. He said, let's go pray. Stay here. Watch with me for an hour. Watch with me for an hour. Because there are things that happen when we pray. Watch with me for an hour. They began to sleep. And one of the most remarkable events you will find in the account of the four Gospels happened. Divinely granted appearance. Moses and Elijah. But they missed it. They were sleeping. No wonder when they woke up, they said, let's build 3 temples. One for you. You are sleeping. While you were sleeping. There was a song like that. I think it's Casting Crown. While you were sleeping. Bible says, while man slept, the enemy came. He saw tares among the wheat. I've told you, the devil does not tell you a lie. If they package poison and if someone put poison in their food and you see the plate of the bottle of poison beside it, will you eat it? Eh? If someone put poison in a, give me a food that is not sweet. No, just one meal that you don't like, you don't eat it. No, poison is put in jollof rice. With chicken, with dodo. And you don't see any trace of poison around. That's what the devil does. He doesn't tell you, don't come to church. He doesn't tell you, don't pray. You know what you say? Is it not just too much? When that woman, Mary, when she brought her alabaster box and poured it at the feet of Jesus, the devil did not say, don't honor him. He said, is it not just too much? And that's the voice of the devil to some people here. He has been saying it in your ears. Is this not too much? Is this not a waste? Why are you wasting your life now? Why are you wasting your life? When you hear such statements, it's time to go back to pray. What did I say? It's time to go back to the prayer room. Blood, sweat, and water. Let the fire of God run through your bones. Let him make you what he talks about. Let him do the things in you that only him can do. Let him work his plan out. Let him express his purpose through you. It happens as we pray. Amen. As we pray, situations turn around. As we pray, the impossible becomes possible. The supernatural takes place. And Jesus is glorified. The outpouring of the Spirit revives our prayer lives. And if you pray well, you will see the hand of God in your work. You know, God's work is in our hands, right? His hand can be in our work. I mean, you see this person and say, God's hand is in your work. I can see it. We must learn to pray. Tonight we'll be praying. We don't have much time, but we'll pray. We'll pray the will of God. Jesus, as he taught them to pray, said, as it is in heaven, let your will be done on the earth. That's enough prayer point for 10 years. What is God's will for now? What would he have me do now? Where would he have me go? What would he have me say? We can pray it out. As we pray, Bible says as Jesus prayed in that garden, an angel appeared and gave him strength. So there is strength in the place of prayer. You see that life of wanting to give up this week, the next week, wanting to, is lack of prayer. In no way. Amen. I know we have been talking Greek words since. Some of you don't know this part of me. We have been talking Greek word. We will pray. What did I say?
Pray.
We will pray. Learn to pray. There is nothing about the Holy Ghost that makes you passive. There's nothing about the Holy Ghost that just puts you and you're just shouting glory. It's good. But God's will is done with the hand of power. How did God rescue Israel? He says with an outstretched arm. You see, the devil will not give it to you easy. The streets are waiting for the hand of Jesus. Like Reinhard Bonnke said, a blood washed Africa. We are going to see it. It will happen in my time. I'm a part of it. But you see, no matter what God has in plan, if we don't pray, we won't see it. But tonight, no matter the little time we are going to have, we are going to pray. I'm going to lead it myself. We are going to pray. The outpouring of the Spirit, it gives grace. Grace in our local churches. Grace in ourselves and fellowships. Grace wherever we are gathered in twos and threes. Grace to raise other people. Grace. Grace to appear where you ought to appear at the right time. Grace to say what you ought to say at the right time. Grace to find the wisdom of God wise enough. Grace to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not to lean on your own understanding. Grace to run this race. You know, it's the journey of faith. Amen. The journey of a grace to go for decades without tiring out. You know, we have it tonight. We have it tonight as we pray. So what are you waiting for? Let's pray. You don't need prayer point too. We don't have much time. The outpouring of the Spirit in our work. The outpouring of the Spirit in our churches. The outpouring of the Spirit in ourselves. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What only you can do. Holy Ghost. We believe for the supernatural. We believe for the supernatural. In our walk with God. We believe for the supernatural. We believe for the impossible. 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 We believe for the impossible, Lord. We believe for the impossible, Lord. Ragekebo sogo boya dada. Arika patoto boya. Arekeketo. The strength of the living God. 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 He says those who wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength like an eagle. They will walk, they will not be weary. They will not tire out. They will not tire out. My zeal is renewed. My zeal is renewed. Brand new passion. Brand new passion. Brand new passion. Brand new passion. To follow after you, Jesus. Brand new passion. To follow after you, Jesus. Brand new passion. To follow after you, Jesus. To do your will. To do your will. To do your will. Rekeke boko po sotoya naga. Akiya nakataya. Eliana da gete boto to boya dede. Rika gada basaka da bada da bosha. Aruka pokoya. Aruka pokoya. Rukoto soba yege lege de go. I begin to see God's hand. In every place, every time, every day, I receive the outpouring of the Spirit of grace and supplication. Yes, Lord, we believe for it. 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 We believe for it, Lord. 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 Grant to your servants boldness. 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 Do not end up like Nicodemus. At night. Boldness. To stand everywhere. Unashamed of the name of Jesus. Lord, you have called me, Lord. You have called me, Lord. I receive your grace. I receive your grace and the outpouring of your Spirit and the outpouring of your Spirit over my work. I receive it. unpleasant situations, they begin to give way. What can change? What can change? What can change? Our lives can change. Our lives can change. Our ministries can change. Our ministries can change. Amen. Amen. As we're praying, my mind went to Elijah. Because James gave us a vivid representation of a praying man. And if you look at 1 Kings chapter 18. No, I'll just read it. Don't worry. In verse 43. In verse 41, Elijah said to Ahab, there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went to eat and drink. Elijah went to the top of Mount Carmel. And he cast himself to the earth. And he put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go and check. Go and check. And the servant said, there is nothing. Then he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass the 7th time the servant went to check. He said, there is a little cloud out of the sea. So prayer brought rain. There had not been rain for 3.5 years. But one man prayed. But that's not where I'm going to. So, Elijah told Samuel, go and tell Ahab, take your chariot and run to the city. The rain is about to come down. But you know what happened? Bible says Elijah guarded his loins. He pulled his belt together and he outran the chariot. When the Spirit of God is upon the life of a man, there is nothing called impossible. It is impossible naturally to outrun a chariot. But when the Spirit of God is upon your life, there is no situation that cannot change. There is nothing that cannot turn around. Maybe you have been battling for zeal. You have been battling for consistency. Take it now. 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 We are outrunning chariots. We are outrunning chariots. By the anointing of the Spirit. We are running chariots. We are running chariots. We are running chariots. Lord God, yes. Oh, yeah, God. By the Holy Ghost, what seems impossible? There's no limits to what God can do. There is no limit. There is no limit. There is no limit. There is no limit. We believe for the impossible. We believe for the impossible. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, we have 2 minutes left. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? God's help is tonight. I will pour upon the house of David. Grace. Grace. What do you want? It's happening. The glory of the Lord fills the earth. It's happening. It's happening. Is this how you can pray? Oh Jesus, these are my hands Lord, they are the hands of Jesus. These are my hands, Lord. Use them for your glory. Use them for your glory. My voice, Lord. For your glory. This is my life, Lord. This is my life, Lord. In reckless abandon. In total surrender. Oh yeah, use me to shine your light in dark places. Use me to proclaim your glory in all the earth. Use me. We have about 5 minutes more. Nothing dies in my hands. There's fruitfulness in my life. There's fruitfulness in my work. There's fruitfulness. There is growth. There's progress. My life is an unending report of progress. An unending report of God's hand, of God's involvement. I walk by the Spirit. I move by the power of God. Amen.
We're almost done. But our advice that don't allow it to stop here is the outpouring of the Spirit. It's for us. I've told you before, meetings can change the life of a man. It can turn you like this. Paul did not need much preaching. He just needed that Damascus. One. He didn't need much teaching meetings like that too.
One meeting. And the one that was persecuting the church became the persecuted. One meeting. One meeting. You don't need much time. Amen. This is for someone. I hear Ebenezer. Meaning, this is where the Lord has helped me to. Listen very well. Listen very well. It's too important an instruction to miss. Ebenezer. He that told the Lord has helped me. This is where God's help has carried me. And what a year is. Stay in God's help. Sometimes we try to engineer things for ourselves. We try to pull one or two together and engineer things. But God's word for you. He says there are things you will do. I will tell you. There are things you will say. I will tell you. There are places you will go. I will show you. But recognize my Ebenezer. And stay there. Sometimes God doesn't show us the entire picture. Are you listening to me? Sometimes you don't see the entire picture at once. Joseph was alive and God never told Jacob. Even though he was communicating with Jacob every day. But he didn't say it. He didn't say a word. And Jacob was crying. And Jacob was mourning. And Jacob was sad. And God never said a word. Don't engineer it. Except the Lord built a house. The labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches the city. The stay awake, those who watch it, in vain. But as I hear Ebenezer, towards that one. I hear Ebenezer again. That God's help is available. Feeble hands will receive strength.
Amen.
He said, he that let will not let. The scepter will not depart from Judah till Shiloh comes. There are times God has orchestrated for it to happen. Say, in the fullness of time, the virgin gave birth. The time is now. I can hear for a few, about 14, if you will yield, the things you will do for God, you've only read it in books. You've seen it on TV. You've not seen it physically. You don't even think it can happen to you. But if you will yield, blessing to generations. Say, because my help is available for you. My help is available for you. But you know what we can do tonight? I'd like to share the story of the woman who had the issue of blood. Who had it? The truth is, Jesus was going somewhere else. He was going to the house of Jairus. That was the truth. To raise Jairus' daughter. Jesus did not have this woman in mind at all. It was not meant to be her healing. But with her words, she turned God's power around to come and meet her. She said, if I can touch, I know I will be healed. And God's power on the way to Jairus turned and healed her. How hungry are you? I'm going to give you 5 minutes to pray. And I'll be looking at my watch. 5. To turn God's power in your direction. He said he will fill the thirsty souls with water. That's what he said. And I know that he says what he means. And he means what he says. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to turn situations around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Tonight is the turning point. Tonight is the turning point. Prayer gets the will of God done. Tonight is the turning point. It's the turning point. Ele le Ekakatusa, Ipara, Atusa, Elegetetaba, Ekorondo Samba, Liadaka, Heron Sapaha, Ikondosa, Eliadegete Patoya, Imarondo, Akusa, Imaleke Tusa, Paradagara, Rupa, Nunzana, Irokopetelegede Gidio de Boso, Ilegede So, Iagatakataya, Ariba, Alegete Kaya de Boso, Enadasha, Enadasha. 3 minutes more. Parokayanaso. Eleke banaria. Ayi kete leka basoto yodo. Jesus for my family. Jesus for my family. Jesus in my work. Jesus in my church. Jesus in my cell. Jesus in my life. Jesus in my words. Jesus on my outreaches. Jesus on my outreaches. We have 2 minutes more. We believe for the impossible. We believe for the supernatural. We believe for the hand of God. We believe for abundance of rain. We believe for plenty. We believe for plenty. We believe for plenty. We believe for plenty, Lord. One minute more. As the water covers the seas, we believe for plenty. Grace and supplication. Grace and supplication. Grace and supplication. Grace and supplication. Take it. Grace and supplication. Take it. Strength. Take it. To run like you have never run. Take it. Take it. By the Holy Ghost. Take it. By the Holy Ghost. Take it. Grace and supplication. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Grace and supplication. By the Holy Ghost. To last forever. To do God's will all your life. Grace and supplication. So stay hungry for God. You will never know defeat. You will never know a loss. You will never know a loss. You will always win. You will raise nations. There will be no limit to what God can do through you. One will become a thousand. One will become a thousand. The weak one will become a strong nation. So say the Lord of hosts. None of you will be called weak. None of you will be called weak.